This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. The National Corn Growers Association convened in Denver for its annual delegate meeting during Commodity Classic, bringing together representatives from state organizations nationwide. This crucial gathering serves as a platform for delegates to debate the shape of policies that will guide the association's advocacy efforts in the year ahead. Through thoughtful discussion and collaboration, members work to establish a national platform that addresses the key issues affecting corn growers in the ag industry. The outcomes of these meetings help drive NCGA's priorities in policy, trade, sustainability, and other critical areas impacting farmers nationwide. We'll talk with Stu Swanson, Iowa Corn Growers Association President, next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? Learn more about the innovative uses of soybeans at iasoybeans.com.
Stu Swanson is the president of the Iowa Corn Growers Association, and he attended the delegate meeting as a representative of Iowa's corn farmers. He shared his insights on some of the final resolutions that were adopted, highlighting key policy decisions that will shape the industry's direction. Notably, one of the resolutions came from the Iowa delegation, emphasizing the state's influence on national policy discussions. We hear now from ICGA President Stu Swanson. Stu, what did we see come out of that meeting?
Yeah, we finished up the delegate session this morning, which was great. We had four resolutions that we finished up on. One Iowa resolution in particular, dealing with pesticide labeling issue that we've seen since really late 80s when the addition of Prop 56 in California had some labeling issues that we hope we can correct going forward. That passed this morning. We also talked a little bit about some changes to the Young Farmer Loaning Program. And then we talked about some pesticide issues that are working their way through the EPA. So we had four resolutions on that. So great discussion on a lot of issues, all related to the success of the corn industry.
So I know we were bringing a couple issues forward. I mean, how did the discussions go on some of those?
Yeah, like I said, it was a lively debate. That's why we come to these meetings. And it's interesting when you hear different perspectives from around the country and different states' members' thoughts on that. It's great that we can coalesce around the resolution in the end and go forward as positive for corn industry.
All right, so what do the Iowa growers need to know then coming out of this and from what happened today?
Yeah, certainly. Overnight, disappointed to hear the news of the tariffs on our trading partners in Canada and Mexico. Additional tariffs on China also. So we'll work with the administration and with our organization, and that's why we're members of this, is to do our job lobbying and staying engaged. So that's an important issue. For the next couple of weeks, we'll certainly be full throttle on the E15, trying to get it engaged into the continuing resolution. So we leave here with our head down and trudging into the wind, but hopefully we'll end here with some successes.
All right. Well, Stu, thanks so much for the update. We appreciate it and look forward to seeing how things go throughout the year.
Thank you so much, Dustin.
That again was ICGA President Stu Swanson. Well, the NCGA will reconvene this summer to review the platform, evaluate its progress, and make any necessary adjustments to address emerging challenges. President Swanson emphasized the Iowa's delegation is prepared to advocate for state's corn producers, and he affirmed the Iowa Corn Growers Association commitment to supporting the national platform. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.